You are officially listening to Becoming Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, an original New Yorker, relocated to Boston almost 6 years ago, not knowing a soul person, and started this entire business that she has from this amazing podcast. So if you are a listener for the first time, welcome, welcome. If you are back here to listen to another episode, thank you so much for your support. We are so excited to give a voice to startups and small businesses and celebrities doing new ventures to the masses. This year to date, we have 500,000 lifetime listenership, and we couldn't be more grateful to all of you for tuning in and supporting all entrepreneurs global, as we've interviewed people from local Boston to Saudi Arabia. So if you have not checked out all of our podcasts, definitely be sure to do so. We also have a quarterly magazine that comes out that's national in the US in print and digital. We do quarterly events. We do marketing strategy in a group setting. We also have a marketing and mastermind program, the first of its kind in Boston. So if you are interested in ever learning more information on that and you are a national or local listener, we offer virtual and in-person programs that are limited only to 12 people because I really want to cater my time that I offer with my expertise and with experts that I bring in every month. So if that is something of interest to you, definitely check out nextonscene.com with the tab mastermind. And then I also do a ton of marketing strategy consulting. My pride and joy is to really help you shine and bring you to the forefront. I have a background in talent management and public relations for over 10 years, and my goal is to help you get seen by your targeted audience. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to how people became next on scene in their industries and areas of passion. It is so awesome to represent who and what is next to know about. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Next on Scene. It has been a while since I did my own solo podcast, so I'm coming back with some inspiration thanks to my amazing friend, Stacey Mafera, who inspired me to do this podcast today. Now that my winter magazine is complete, I could not be more excited for you guys to all see this special gift guide issue that I have worked my ass off. So I'm really excited for you all to see it December 10th. If you don't like cursing, I apologize in advance. I'm just being totally open and real to who I really am at the core. So I don't know if many of you know this, but from start to finish, I am the one-man show behind Next on Scene. I have some writers that do work for me, but I decided going forward that I really want to give opportunity to all walks of life and not have as much consistency of the same writers, because I feel like Next on Scene is all about who and what is next to know about. And if you have the same writers every time, it's not always going to be the same concept, right? So just wanted to let you know of my vision for 2020, and I'm putting this out in the universe because I'm feeling inspired today and I want to share it with you. But in the year 2020, Next on Scene will be in airplanes. We are going to be that forced read that basically when you're sitting in the airplane and you normally pick up that Sky Miles, you're going to be picking up Next on Scene. I'm quoting this now, so hopefully you guys can all hold me to this because I'm really, really going to start pursuing this in 2020. And if you are listening to this and you are connected with airlines or have any insight for me, I would so appreciate any insight and opportunities and advice, and I'm all open ears here and I'm open to it all. So just wanted to come on today and talk about how I have really been struggling working out for the first time in a while. I feel like the past couple weeks I just haven't had the same drive that I used to for the past couple years. Like, I was working out pretty consistently, like 3 or 4 days a week, and this past month I've just kind of been in limbo. I don't know if any of you have felt that way, but that's really how I'm feeling lately. So I think what I wanted to come on and talk about today is how do you get out of this funk when you're feeling like, oh my God, do I have to do this? It's like the same routine, same workouts. Like, I'm the type of person that just doesn't go to the gym. Like, I just like working out by myself and I like doing those videos. Like, I am that girl. I just really do. Like, I need to work out for a half hour Max, and I'm in my house, and then I go back to the computer and back to work. That's just my lifestyle, you know, to each their own. I've actually worked with some awesome personal trainers, though. InkFit is amazing, and I think if I were to go out of my comfort zone and, you know, really do more of that and dedicate more time, which maybe I will explore in the near future, is doing more of that, because I feel like, I don't know about you, like, group classes are so fun and you make great friends and everybody has their own, you know, priorities and things. But for me personally, like, I love that individualized attention so that I'm solely focused on, like, what works for me, because what might work for you might not work the same way on somebody else. And I think that's just, you know, a lifestyle priority. So want to talk about that today, that that's a real life thing I'm, you know, currently facing. I'm like, oh my God, should I do a podcast or should I work out right now? Like, real life story. But I just wanted to put that out there. So outside of that, I have an awesome event coming up where the magazines will be live in print December 10th at the AC Medford Hotel in Station Landing. There is free parking if you are free. And then this spring, we are going to put out there a kick-ass fashion show. Our annual show, we're going to have designers from all walks of life, from, you know, local Massachusetts to out of state. You never know. And really cool opening performances. I mean, we're really already starting to strategize all the things that we're doing for 2020. It is Next On Scene's year. 2020 is our year. We're going to be in airports. We're going to be blowing up. And that's my goals. Like, I feel like you really just have to believe in yourself, because you are your biggest cheerleader. And if you don't believe in yourself, then who else is going to believe in you, right? This is like the first time I feel I'm starting to get more comfortable talking amongst myself to the microphone. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people that run podcasts, I give them so much credit that they can just kind of talk about topics all day. I'm just not the type who loves to personally talk about themselves unless I'm conversing in conversation. And as my coach Nancy Zare says, it's all our personality styles, which, by the way, if you haven't checked out Nancy Zare, she is an amazing, amazing sales coach. Her and I are like besties, and she totally has changed my way of outlook when it comes to sales, and how I'm marketing myself out there, how I'm closing deals. Like, she can literally look at your picture online and tell you your personality style. That is like a legit thing. But anyway, that aside, wanted to talk about that today. I also wanted to let you guys know that we do have this preferred vendor directory, which was a one-off whim idea, that I just randomly came up with. And we are kicking ass in the magazine. Like, seriously, like, if you are listening and you are in this directory, like, I am so grateful for you, because it's literally just a thought. And now this whole directory is like covering the cost of the magazine for like $35-$45 for 3 issues. I'm like, what the best way of, like, old school, bring old school directories back, but it's more personalized. If we have the owner's pictures, you can make your own little ad. There's a lot of cool stuff in those things. So yeah, I just wanted to thank you all so much for being a part of that, because, you know, my biggest struggle as being a solopreneur, one woman show, is that it's so hard. Magazines aren't as popular as they used to be, especially print, right? So how do you get them in the hands, or how do you afford printing first? How do you afford the printing? And I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, having the money to print all the magazines. And now this directory is really starting to take care of the cost itself. So I'm just like, thank you. Like, thank you. The universe always gives you signs that you should keep pursuing something, right? So if you're ever questioning that you should be pursuing something, there are always answers right in front of you. So it might have taken a long time. Like, I have to say, this coming January, I will be in business on my own for 6 years, although I worked part-time for 3 years, as I worked part-time for another company. But I've been 3 years on my own, and Next On Scene is really growing and kicking ass, and I couldn't be more grateful. And we just basically are like a one-stop shop for your marketing and media needs. We started this amazing mastermind program, which basically allows you, like, a DIY, do-it-yourself opportunity to really learn from experts outside of myself of how to get your brand out there, whether that's through SEO, through email marketing, through influencers, through public relations, through celebrities, through television, through radio. We've literally had experts come in every month from different backgrounds. We check out different restaurants and different locations every month, which has been so fun. And all of our companies and business owners that are in our mastermind are solopreneurs, whether they own community groups in fitness, doulas, makeup, hair, fashion, therapy. I mean, we just have a group sales coach, a little bit of everything, honestly. It's so awesome. So I'm feeling sentimental and talking about this today because my last, so I started this beta trial the first time ever doing it in June, and my last meetup is tomorrow with my beta team. It's been 6 months already, and the growth I've seen in all the people that have been a part of it have just been so substantial and so inspiring, and two of my ladies that I know of are renewing into my new session that launches in January. So what is the mastermind? Like I said, we teach you how to get in front of your targeted audience through different experts I bring in once a month. We meet up once a month in person, and once a month we do a group call where you can, you know, ask me any questions about social media presence, PR, branding, any of that jazz. And then, of course, I do offer the one-on-one consulting as well. So there's a lot of different opportunities to really up-level your game, and I'd be happy to show you the video after tomorrow with the people that have been in my mastermind and what they have to say about it. It's just been such a great opportunity for myself to not only teach what I know, but to also help the people, you know, really up-level their marketing and media game. So just wanted to talk about that today. That's been really inspiring. What else? Yeah, so my next program launches January 15th, and I decided I'm going to be doing an in-person for the Massachusetts locals, and I'm going to be doing a virtual option for people that don't live locally because Next On Scene is a nationwide, I mean, we're honestly a global brand. But, you know, in retrospect, I wanted to let you all know that if you aren't local to Massachusetts and you want to join on once a month for our virtual calls, really to learn from different experts outside of myself of how to up-level your marketing and media game, definitely reach out. We launched January 15th for in-person and January 8th for virtual. So really exciting stuff. Thank you so much for all of your support and for helping us get to where we are today, because we would not exist without this podcast. This podcast was the launching funnel for all of Next On Scene that exists. And at the time when I launched it, it was the social scene in 2015. So a lot has transformed, and I couldn't be more grateful. So I just wanted to come on and talk about some inspiration, some real life stuff. And I just wanted to let you know that there are always signs. There are always signs around you when you're looking for something. So when you put so much pressure on yourself wondering if you're doing the right thing, you are if you let go of the obsession about it. So things have a way of always working themselves out. It's just really a matter of knowing and trusting that, like, you're going to be in the right place at the right time always. And there are some circumstances that are lessons to be learned, you know, like things that aren't always going to be in our favor, but you are always in the right place at the right time, because I feel like you don't end up in certain places for no reason, but you have to follow your signs and your intuition. So wanted to come on today and talk about that. I hope you guys enjoy my podcast. I'm really not sure how long I've been talking, but I think I'm going to try and work out. So I think I'm going to do that. I'll let you know how that goes, and maybe I'll do another solo podcast soon. Give me some feedback. If you liked my solo podcast today, definitely give me a shout out on Next On Scene. Stacey, thank you again so much for the shout out. You are awesome, and you inspired me to do this today. So I just wanted to let you know. And I'm so excited to have you in my mastermind in January. It's going to be awesome. So I hope you guys have a great afternoon. I look forward to your feedback. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. We have some really cool guests coming up over the next couple weeks.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become Next On Scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.